one of my videos where I share things about Reiki and how to integrate Reiki in our busy life in the 21st century. My name is Mihaela. I am an intuitive healer and a Reiki master. And first of all, I want to say how grateful I am you are watching this video. And then I want to tell you what we are going to discuss today. I want to discuss today about the Reiki principles. And I would like to show you which are the Reiki principles and how I've integrated them into my life. And I would like to hear about your thoughts as well. Like usual, I am obsessed with the whiteboard because, like I said, my profession is an advertising strategist. I'm a marketer and I use this whiteboard every day for my masterclasses and for my clients. And when I started this journey and I wanted to share my Reiki story and I wanted to share Reiki with the world, I said, well, I'm going to do another place in my house. But then I said, I'm going to use the whiteboard and I'm going to write what I want to say on the whiteboard to be easier for you, for me, and for me is very comfortable here in my corner. So the Reiki principles are actually, when I find out first time about them, they look very common sense. But when you start thinking more and more, we realize that we actually do not integrate this in our life, in our everyday life. And that made me thinking, and then I started to promote those principles to everyone I know, and I started to integrate them into my own life. The first one is to not anger. Because anger it's an emotion that will affect us, will affect our health and our ability to be happy. So do not anger. Try not to anger for one day. And you will see what happened. And then go the next day and say, I'm not going to be angry today. Only for today, I'm not going to be angry. And this is going to actually become a habit. And your life will change, I can assure you. No matter if you do Reiki or not, no matter if you are going to study Reiki or not, if you integrate this into your life is going to change, it's going to be better, more balanced, and you are going to be more happy, happier. The second one is let go of worry. We are living in a world now when we are worried every day from any small thing. We live in a stress. The work stress us, the business if we are a business owner, the kids are stressing us with their everyday needs. We are worried about money, about debt, about a lot of other things. And for me that was one of the things that was very difficult to integrate in my life because I was a person that was worried from everything, from anything. And then I started step by step, every day. I said, for today, I'm not going to worry. And when the worry comes, I would just say, not today. And tomorrow, I started to do the same thing. Only for today, I'm not going to worry. And that doesn't mean I'm not responsible for the things that I need to do. I do them with responsibility, but I'm not worried constantly about them. So this is something that changed my life and helped me to be more grounded and to actually be able to resolve things better and face everyday problems with another attitude. And the third principle is I am grateful for my blessings. This is something that I found it to be very, very powerful. Gratitude is something that once I start integrating into my life, I start to be happier. If you are grateful for small things, you increase your ability to be happy. And to be happy and joyful is very important in order to be healthy. Happiness it's in big correlation with health, with mental health and body health. So once I start being grateful, I start to realize how happy I am for different things that I didn't even observe before. I start to being grateful for even being alive. And the same, I integrated this step by step every day. Actually, I made a morning routine of gratitude, and I'm going to share this with you in future videos. The fourth step is to work. I work with honesty and integrity. And to be honest, this was very easy to integrate, because usually, even before I started my spiritual journey, I've been a person who worked with integrity. But then I started to have a different perception about, honesty and integrity. It's not only about doing the right thing, it's about things that we choose to do every day actively. So it's not only a reactive thing, it's an active thing to be honest and to be to have integrity. So it's something that I start building on a proactive manner. And it wasn't easy, but after months and months of practice, I realized that I've made a big step. And one of the steps was to start this Reiki channel, because I realize it's my own responsibility to share with the world what I know, what I feel, what I practice every day as a Reiki master. It's my responsibility. I can't keep it only for myself. And then in a proactive manner, I decided that it's a matter of integrity to start doing this and share my message with the world. So this is my lesson today for you. Is not only to be reactive and just say, well, I work with integrity, I don't harm anyone. It's about being proactive and doing things that you know it's your own responsibility to do it, and you have to do it in order to create good around you. And the fourth one is to show kindness and compassion to all living beings around. And this is something that the same, before I started my spiritual journey, I said, oh, I am a compassionate person. I feel compassion for every living being. But it was the same, a reactive way of living. I didn't integrate this very deep into my daily life. Once I became a Reiki practitioner and later a Reiki master, I started looking around with more compassion, and from that compassion, I've been able to receive a lot of love and a lot of joy. If I go and walk into a park, for example, and I see a flower, for me it's a living being. I go and I exchange energy with that flower, and I feel so much joy that I'm in tears, and then I am grateful for it. It's if I go somewhere and I see any kind of small living being, I'm not looking at them just saying I'm not going to harm them. I go and establish at least a contact, and I'm exchanging energy with that living being, and the same, I receive joy. So by integrating this in my life on a proactive manner, my life has improved. I have more joy, I have more happiness into my life from small things. Because we are tempted, when we live in this very busy society, to say that happiness is somewhere there and wait for us, when we will have a car, when we will have our own home, when we will have more time, when we will have more money. Well, if we always postpone our happiness based on when we will have this, we will never be happy. So integrating those principles into my life actually helped me to be happier every day and have more joy from daily activities that before I didn't realize how important are and how much joy I can have from them. So I don't wait for my happiness to come from something that I will accomplish in the future. My happiness is here with me every day, and I feel joy by applying and integrating those principles into my life every day. And being joyful, being happy, it's a foundation for health. It's a foundation for healing. So yes, those are the Reiki principles, and this is my story and the way I integrated them into my life and into my healing and into my Reiki journey. And I wanted to share this with you, and I'm so happy you are here with me and you watched this video, and I invite you to come alongside and go on my page and join my page, ask questions, let me know what are your thoughts, because this is something new for me as well. It's a journey, and what I want is to see how many lives I can touch and if I can make a difference into this world. It's a process. So thank you for watching, thank you for joining me, and I will see you next time.